Howdy!
Hey, yeah.
Howdy, howdy, howdy.
Welcome back to another episode of Cheers, Brother.
Cheers, Brother.
Woo!
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Guys, look at us. We're going to remember to actually cheers, Brother, at the beginning of the episode right now.
Everybody get your glasses up.
I'm drinking an energy drink. Sarah's got a shot, and we're ready to go.
Let's go.
Cheers, Brother.
Cheers, Brother.
I'm drinking a random energy drink I found from CVS yesterday. It is tropical flavored. Is everything okay over there?
I'm not kidding you.
Ew,
my God.
Ew, I...
Did you see that?
Yeah, now I feel like I'm going to throw up.
Sorry. It just shot right back up. That was not cute. But I pushed her down. We are ready.
Okay. You sure we're good?
Yeah, we're good.
CJ looks so concerned.
Sorry. Sorry you had to witness that.
I was looking the complete opposite direction.
Good.
Just like, I'm drinking a tropical.
Good. I'm like throwing up over here.
Oh, I can't wait to see that playback.
Ew. Hey guys, how are we doing today? It is Monday.
It is Monday.
And I feel so good.
Wait, love that.
I feel great.
And it's early today too. Like
it's
we filmed
early.
Earlier than normal. I'm so happy that you're feeling good. When I was leaving to come here, I got in my car and I sat there and I was like, I'm concerned that Sarah's not awake. So I texted you, are you on your way? And you were on your way,
bitch.
And you're thriving. Love that.
I showed up at the same time as you.
Woo! Another week of that.
How did it feel when you saw my car pull up right behind you?
Oh, I was in the car with Rory, and I go, Rory, look, Sarah's behind us.
I was
we're
like,
we're on time.
I was behind you, like, look at me.
Hey!
Hi! Yeah, I feel good. I feel cute. I got these cute-ass jeans on.
Those are awesome.
Can I show y'all how good my butt looks in these?
Please do. Okay. Those are the cutest jeans ever.
Look at my ass.
Oh my God. Wow. Everyone take a good fucking look. Woo!
My ass looks amazing in these.
Those are awesome.
They're so fun.
I'm so jealous.
And okay, let's do another sock fashion show.
Here we go.
Thank you, CJ. It's a great idea.
For the foot fetish people here, Sarah's giving it to you guys again for free. Here's her feet.
Wiki feet. Please rate me 5 stars. All of Ethan's H3H3 foot soldiers, please rate me 5 stars.
What the hell is that?
It's an inside joke.
Wait, okay. All right,
foot soldiers.
Here's the
feet. Okay. Caitlin, you want to explain to the audio listeners?
So if you take a look right here, guys, well, you can't take a look if you're on audio. Right now in my hands, I am holding a purple sock. You look like you're having an orgasm. What the fuck?
Dude,
is going
I'm having
on?
A cramp in my right sock.
Oh, okay. Basically, it's just Sarah's sister all over her socks, and she has a bob in this, but I think her hair's a lot longer in person. But yeah, that's it. Put your foot back down.
This is her fucking therapist picture for her little name tag at her work.
Oh my God. It looks like her hair is just cropped off, but it's not actually that short.
It's
rounded.
Yeah,
like, what is going on there?
She had to crop it for the socks.
That is so funny.
This is literally her picture for her name tag. It's so funny.
I want those. Can we sell that as merch?
Yeah.
She's your sister.
You guys.
On socks.
You, like, great idea. I think that we might have Rachel on the pod in a few weeks because my sister is coming into town for my birthday. And I'm so excited. I'm just so excited to see her. But if you guys know my sister, if you guys watch my shit, she's just the best person in the world. Remember I cried about her when we went to that one party?
Oh my God, yes.
I was sobbing about my sister because I got really drunk and my sister texted me. And when I'm drunk and my sister texts me one time, I start sobbing because I'm like, she's literally you guys. You don't understand. My
you don't
sister,
get it.
Sister, like she, people describe her, like this is how Christelle described her. She is, this is so, I like get it though. She is me, but just like better. Like has a master's degree in psychology. Oh. Just so kind, perfect, funny, nice, beautiful. Like, she is just...
Oh, come on. You're all those things, too.
Well, she's not me, but better. It's like, we have our own lanes. Like, she's not creative at all.
Yeah.
I'm super creative. I'm not... I didn't fucking graduate college, but she did. So she's... we're like at the same level, but she's just a little bit elevated. She's just so...
Well, you just do different things.
She's so
But you're
pure.
Both good at what you do.
Yes. And you've never met her before.
No. And I'm so excited for this. I mean, I feel like I've heard Sarah talk about her for years now.
You're going to lose your mind.
And I feel like I know her. And she's just going to be one of those people where I see her and I'm like, what the fuck?
When you're sitting next to us, you will freak out.
No, I'm going to freak out. I'm going to have a meltdown.
It is. Me and
I'm
her.
Be so overwhelmed.
Me and her have this synchronized connection where, like, when we start laughing, our laughter syncs up.
So I'm, you know, not I'm ready. Like,
she'll go, and it's at the same vibrational frequency. It's freaky as fuck.
I'm so excited.
She is amazing. So if y'all want to see her on the podcast when she comes and visits, that'd be so much fun. She has some crazy fucking stories.
That's going to be a long episode. I'm ready, though. I'm so ready. We're going to be here for hours.
Oh, yes. But, like, it is going to be so much fun because, oh my God, my sister is just such like a personable person. She's an extrovert. Mm-hmm. She can sit in front of anyone and just talk for hours.
That's the dream.
That's the dream. I know.
I think I wish.
I wish. But yeah.
So anyways, her. Yeah, she's on her foot. So
I love my sissy.
I can't wait to meet her. That's going to be crazy. Whoa.
Oh, fuck.
Not the water bottle.
Dude, do you like my Harry Styles sticker?
I do. Look at her. You left that water bottle at my house for like 2 months once.
Yeah, I did. I did. Because it had mold in it. And I was like, I don't care.
So you left the moldy water bottle with me?
Yeah, it was so gross. It was so gross.
Wow, thank you for that.
There's this SpongeBob sticker. And I'm like, I feel like this emulates my energy.
Bro, like I said, another episode, just like my friend from middle school, like it's just the same thing. You guys are the same person.
I imagine him saying, totally.
He probably did say that in that.
Or, bruh.
Word.
Word. Word. Yeah, it's like a sound.
Word. No weenies allowed.
Yeah! Period.
The other sticker.
I love SpongeBob. Okay, so this past week, or no, Saturday, I posted a YouTube video, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And it was me, Brittany Broski, Emmy Hartman, and Christelle going to a music festival dressed up like inflatable cows. Uh-huh. All right? And it is one of the best videos that I've ever made because I really went in on the production, bitch. I got GoPro cameras and I put them inside of the van that we rented. So it really looks like carpool karaoke, like James Corden type shit, uh-huh. Where there's like GoPros in the van getting every angle of everyone. It's an amazing video. It took me 2.5 weeks to edit all day, every day for 2.5 weeks. And I had a sponsorship for that video, and it was with Discord. Do you know what Discord is? Yeah, it's like a very popular, y'all know what Discord is?
Yeah.
It's like AIM, but also streamers use it. It's just for people to chat.
I think it's mainly for gamers, right? That's where I hear about it the most.
I guess, but it's for anything. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so many different servers and chat rooms. It's like a chat room, pretty much. And I had one of them a few years ago. I made a Discord when I got a Patreon because I was like, yeah, if you want to, like, sign up for my Patreon, you can get access to my Discord. I had no idea what Discord was. I just thought it was a chat.
Yeah.
And then Discord reached out to me to sponsor this video, and they were like, hey, do you want to, like, set up your own server and blah, blah, blah? And I'm like, oh, I'm pretty sure I already have one. But, yeah, I'm down to do a brand deal with you guys, but I think I have one already. And I, like, told them my info. They're like, okay, cool. And I make this fucking sponsorship video. I'm talking about Discord. And I'm like, yeah, I already have one. But I just realized, like, all of the other features you can do with Discord, all this shit. And I'm like, if you guys want to go check out my Discord, click the link in the description, you know, YouTuber shit.
Yeah.
I posted my YouTube video on Saturday, and when I posted publish on my YouTube video, I hadn't slept in over 30 hours.
Oh,
I was so sleep deprived, and I was thinking like, okay, I'm going to publish it and then just go to bed because I'm so tired. I push publish. I feel so good. I like sit back in my office chair. I'm like, oh my God, the weight is lifted off of my shoulders. I can breathe for a few days. And I'm feeling so good. I get in my bed and I'm like, I'm going to read through the YouTube comments. Let's just see what people think about this video that I took 2.5 weeks to edit.
Yeah.
I'm going through the YouTube comments and the comments are like, Sarah, your Discord server is a nightmare. It's a mess. Please get on here now. Help us. This is so chaotic. And I'm like, what?
What?
I'm like, what? What? And then I go to my Discord server and there's so many people on there. It's like getting flooded. So many people are freaking out. The girlies that were following me on Patreon before were on there being like, what the fuck is happening? Because they didn't know that I posted a video about the Discord server. And so all the girlies that were on the server already, there was maybe like 50 girlies. Uh-huh. And they all got notifications, like 500 of them on their phones being like, this person said this in the chat. And they're like, what the fuck is happening?
Oh.
And everyone was just freaking out. And then I was like, why is this chaotic? Isn't this supposed to be just an AIM type like chat room thing? And then I saw the girlies from Patreon before being like, Sarah, we see that you're online. Please private message one of us so we can explain to you how to make this more structured. And I was like, what? Okay. I started like a private message with the girlies that have been on there before. And they were saying, they're like, Sarah, do you have any idea how Discord works? And I was like, no. And they're like, how did you get a brand deal? And I'm like, they just told me to talk about it and like make a server. And they're like, girl, can we get on a voice call? And I was like,
what?
Yeah. And I was kind of freaking out. I was like, oh my God, what is happening?
What could you have done wrong?
So it's me and 6 girlies from my Patreon. We're on like this voice call thing on Discord. And they're like, so first of all, you need mods. And I'm like, what are mods? And they're like, mods are people in your server that can moderate everything going on. Like if people say some hateful shit, uh-huh, racist shit, just horrible shit, we can delete them, block them. We can create new little servers for you, like little different categories. And I was like, okay, well, I trust y'all. Can y'all be my mods? Like, I don't know what that means. And they're like, yeah, we're down. So I made all of them my mods. And I was talking to them on this voice call for 2 hours. I'm so
2 hours?
Yes, I'm so sleep deprived. They're walking me through like a child how to set up all of these different things on Discord. And I'm like, okay, cool. Got it. And it was just so chaotic. And I'm like, thank you guys so much for helping me do this. And I'm like, okay, I got to get off. But like, I trust y'all to just handle it, you know? And then I get off. And I wake up the next morning and I'm like, let me just check my phone, obviously. I check my phone. It's from Jenna, my assistant slash manager. And she was like, girl, the mods on Discord wanted me to reach out to you and tell you that you need to get on right now. And I'm like, okay.
What?
So I get back on Discord and the girlies, the mods, transformed my Discord page into a beautiful wonderland, bitch.
What?
It is the most like,
there's no way,
beautiful, so organized. There's different categories. Like there's like a chat room for like LGBTQ girlies. There's a chat room for like, let's talk about our pets and animals.
That's so fun.
Let's talk about movies. Let's talk about music. Just all of these different categories, and they all have emojis, different colors, organized perfectly. I'm like, wow, they made custom emojis for me. They printed out different facial expressions that I have and made what? Them emojis for everyone to use. I was like, y'all are, I almost started crying. I was like, this is so nice. Thank you.
Wow.
And so I was like talking to them for a little bit again, and it was just so sweet. And they like set up this thing where I got on a voice call with everyone on the Discord. So there was like 60 people and we were all on a voice call. So it was kind of chaotic.
Yeah.
But it was cute. They were like asking me questions and I was like, eh. It was just such a wholesome thing going on. And then I just felt so good about it because everyone has their own little category that they can go into and like, feel connected and make friends with each other. And it is just such a beautiful thing. I didn't even know that it could be that.
Me either. I want to go on now. That Dude, actually sounds awesome.
It's so awesome. And even Jenna texted me this morning. She's like, girl, I'm like addicted to your Discord server. Like everyone there is so cool. Like I've been chatting on here all day. And I'm like, I get that.
I know what I'm doing on my flight now. I'm not going to fucking edit. I'm just going to go on your Discord.
It is fun.
I've never even been on the website, so I'm going to have to take a trip.
I've been on it once just to set it up the first time a few years ago. But I was like, okay, it looks like a chat room for the girlies to talk in. Bye. Yeah. And I never really went on it. But now I'm just like, oh my God, I want to like know. There's this one category of just cute selfies. And it's just everyone sending like cute pictures of themselves. And I'm Aww. Like scrolling through. I'm like, oh my God, y'all are so precious.
Aww.
There's one for memes. If there's like funny memes that you have, just to share it on that one. It is just such a lit time.
A wholesome wonderland.
You should make a Discord.
I think I've been convinced. Was this a brand deal? Were you supposed to sell me to get onto Discord? Because I think I've been convinced.
Do it.
No, I think I'm gonna. That sounds so awesome.
So fun. And you can talk to them directly. It is so cute. So I just wanted to give a shout out to all the mods that really, it was like chaos. You know that one SpongeBob scene where he's like, there's a bunch of little SpongeBobs in his brain, like looking in the file cabinets.
Yes.
That was the mods for me trying to figure out how to structure my entire channel.
Oh my God.
They're like, how the fuck are we going to make this sane for everybody?
Yeah.
And then I checked my YouTube comments today and a lot of the comments were like, your Discord is so lit.
Aww.
And I'm like, oh my God, God bless the mods. And I was talking to Jenna and we're going to like hook the mods up with like merch and just fun shit.
Oh my God.
Every month because they're working, bitch.
Yeah.
They're working.
Overtime.
Yeah.
To make that Discord perfect. No, that reminds me of this chat website that I used to use when I was 10 for Club Penguin.
Mm.
Did you ever go on any of those chat sites to talk with people from there? I think Ryan did.
Like, what were they called? Maybe.
One was like xat.com and it's kind of similar to Discord. And I just remember being addicted to that. Every year for my birthday, I would ask for gift cards to that website to like customize my little icon and make myself look cooler in the chat when I say something. Like I could pay $20 and have my name glow green. And I would literally use my money from birthdays and Christmas to make my thing on that website look so cool.
Wait, so you would be on Club Penguin and be on that chat on the side?
And talking to like the same people, but just obviously unfiltered. So I don't know. It just reminds me of that. And I was obsessed with it. Every single day I would wake up, I'd go on that website, I'd pull Club Penguin up and just multitask and just sit there all day. So I get the addictive side of it. I feel like I will get addicted to Discord for sure because
I don't even know how I didn't know about that.
Yeah. I honestly thought it was an app for gamers. So
yeah, I did too.
The fuck do I know?
You can link your Twitch streams to Discord and people do use that for gaming. And people use it for other things, too. I had no idea. You can link your Spotify to it. So since I'm the main person on the channel, it's my channel, I can link my Spotify and people know what I'm listening to at the top of the server. It's so cute. And, oh, my God, they all made a playlist, a Spotify playlist for the Discord girlies.
Aww.
And it's just, like, this playlist with all of my favorite music and everyone's favorite music. It is just so much fun. I felt so good about it because I did that sponsor and I'm like, yeah, let's all chat. But now I'm like, this is so much bigger and beautiful. So that was really cool.
I love that. I'm going to go on today. Swear to God.
Check it out.
I'm going to.
See if you're into it.
I think I am.
And then one more thing. Did you hear the big boom last night?
The big boom?
There was a huge boom outside.
Wait, like all the explosions yesterday? I know that last night I was sitting with Rory and he's on all of these neighborhood chat apps because someone broke into my roommate's car over the weekend.
Oh,
and
no.
He just reported it to all of these apps that he's on, talking to people 24/7, just like trying to keep the neighborhood safe. And yesterday we were sitting together and he was like, all these people in this app are complaining about this explosion or this giant boom.
Yeah.
And it ended up being a gas company. Is that what you're talking about? There was a ton of them that exploded yesterday, I think.
Yeah. So I was sitting in my bed. I just started Breaking Bad.
Oh. I need to watch that. Everyone says it's so good.
One of the best shows I've ever seen.
Everyone says that.
And people have been telling me that too, but I'm like, it's about meth. I don't really care. I'm not going to like it.
Yeah.
But I was just, I just pulled the trigger the other night. I'm like, let's just fucking see what this is. And I'm so invested. I can't look away. It is one of the best shows I have ever seen. I love every character. I'm about to get a t-shirt. Like,
fuck, I'm deep already.
I'm so deep in. But I was watching Breaking Bad, which is all about meth. And I'm laying there in bed and I hear a boom outside of my apartment, but I just assumed it was a gunshot because that happens.
Yeah.
And I'm so numb to hearing that now, which is really sad.
No, same.
But I was just like, oh, just someone firing a gun outside of my apartment. Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Same shit. Every day. And then I'm like, whatever. And then I hear another one an hour later and I was like, what the fuck? So then I go on Citizen and I see that the first boom was an explosion 5 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
And it was in someone's garage. And I was looking at the comments and everyone had these conspiracy theories that it was a meth lab.
What?
While I'm watching Breaking Bad all about meth.
Oh, God.
And people in a meth lab and explosions happening in a meth lab. And I was reading all these things. I was like, what the fuck?
What?
Are you serious?
It's like Black Mirror shit.
I know. But then some people were like, no, guys, there were kids in the house, but the kids are okay. I just know that there was two adults that were in critical condition. So I don't know if they're okay now, but I know the kids are okay. But
oh, my God. I didn't know it was at a house. I seriously thought it was at a factory from what Rory was describing it as, but
it was at a house. It was a residence. Like,
oh my God.
And it was 5 minutes away from me. And I just thought it was a gunshot. And I was like, oh,
yeah.
Play. Play.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I know. I mean, I do the same thing at this point because I remember hearing one too. And I just carried on because you hear it all the time now. I remember when I first moved here, I was freaking out over how many gunshots I was always hearing, just loud explosion noises. And I was like, I gotta move. I gotta move. I gotta break my lease. I can't be here. But then I later found out that, oh, that's just the background noise of anywhere out here. It's just ridiculous.
It's the white noise in the background
seriously.
Of LA. Oh my God.
Like, oh my God.
Yeah. So that was terrifying, but started watching Breaking Bad. It's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So that's dope. You need to watch it.
I know. I have been looking for a new show to watch. Anyways, right now, I'm lost without The Bachelor or Love Island or anything going on.
Breaking Bad is not what you think it's going to be.
Probably.
There's, it's like family, drama, romance, sex.
I can handle that.
Meth.
I think I'm old enough.
It's honestly so good. Can I give you like a brief description just so you can get into it?
Sure.
It's about a depressed chemistry teacher.
Okay.
Who is not making any money from being a teacher. And he's so depressed. And then he gets diagnosed with cancer while he's a teacher. And his high school students don't give a fuck about chemistry. They're not paying attention. And he's just like, oh my God, what the fuck what am I doing? And because he just got cancer, they told him that he only has 2 years or like less than a year to live. And he's freaking out because his family's really poor and he has a son who has cerebral palsy and he has a wife who's pregnant. And he's like, fuck, how am I supposed to die and then just have them be struggling because they were poor? Like, how am I supposed to just leave this earth knowing that they're not going to be taken care for? So then he just starts making meth.
What?
And doesn't tell his family, doesn't tell, and just shit goes down, bitch. It goes down and it's so crazy because it's just this sweet teacher, depressed man that like doesn't know how to provide for his family because he has cancer. Ugh. And he's a chemist. So he's like, ugh.
That sounds like dark shit that I would normally avoid. But since everyone says it's the best show.
It's the best show
I've ever seen.
It is so, you have to. You'll get so emotionally invested in the characters. The wife, I stan the wife. I want to get a t-shirt with her face on it.
That's bitch. The t-shirt you're going to get of the wife.
Yes. Yeah, dude.
Oh, God. I'm expecting Skylar. You to wear that next time we film. All right. Got it.
I love her. And I just care for her and the family.
Okay, guys, before we continue with this episode, we just want to say thank you to Mint Mobile for sponsoring this episode of Cheers, Brother.
Yeah.
After years of fine print contracts and getting ripped off by big wireless providers, if we've learned anything, it's that there's always a catch. I mean, you'll learn that from this episode, too.
Ew, yeah.
So when I first heard that Mint Mobile offers premium wireless services starting at just $15 a month, I thought, what is the catch? But after speaking with them and using their service, it all made sense. There isn't one. Mint Mobile's secret sauce is that they're the first company to sell wireless service online only. By cutting out retail stores, there's no crazy overhead costs that get passed down to you in the form of mystery fees. Instead, Mint just passes on sweet savings directly to you.
For people looking for extra savings, Mint Mobile offers premium wireless for just $15 a month.
Woo!
Wow.
All plans come with unlimited talk and text, plus high-speed data delivered on the nation's largest 5G network.
Use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan and keep your same phone number along with all of your existing contacts.
And if you're not 100% satisfied, Mint Mobile has you covered with their 7-day money-back guarantee.
Yeah. So switch to Mint Mobile and get premium wireless service starting at just $15 a month, people.
To get your new wireless plan for, once again, just $15 a month and get the plan shipped to your door for free, go to mintmobile.com/cheers. That's mintmobile.com/cheers. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/cheers. Thank you, Mint Mobile.
Thank you, Mint Mobile.
We love you. And also, thanks to Honey for sponsoring this episode as well. Y'all know how much we love Honey.
Mm-hmm.
We all shop online and we've all seen that promo code field taunt us at checkout. But thanks to Honey, manually searching for coupon codes is a thing of the past. Honey is the free shopping tool that scours the internet for promo codes and applies the best one it finds to your cart. Honey supports over 30,000 stores online. They range from sites that have tech and gaming products to popular fashion brands and even food delivery.
Imagine you're shopping on one of your favorite sites, Caitlin.
Ooh.
And when you check out, the Honey button drops down and all you have to do is click apply coupons.
Woo.
What? Then you wait a few seconds as Honey searches for coupons it can find for that site.
Mm.
And if Honey finds a working coupon, you'll watch the prices drop.
Which I love to do because Honey just saved me money on a ton of clothes that I bought for Hawaii.
Love
and
it.
I just don't think I would have bought any of it without Honey because it literally cut my cost that I was going to be paying in half.
It is
half,
so
dude.
Nice.
I saved $100.
That's amazing.
It's ridiculous. I can't believe it's even real.
And it does everything for you.
Yep. I just get to sit back, kick my feet up, and relax.
Yep.
And save my money.
Yeah.
So if you guys don't already have Honey, which I don't know why you wouldn't have this installed already, but for the weirdos that don't have it, you are straight up missing out on free savings. It's free and installs in a few seconds. And by getting it, you'll be doing yourself a solid and supporting this podcast. I'd never recommend something that I don't use. And I am addicted to saving things on Honey, saving money on Honey. So
saving money on honey, baby.
Wow. Look at that.
Love it.
You guys can get Honey for free at joinhoney.com/cheersbro. That's joinhoney.com/cheersbro.
I want Caitlin at some point to explain what her Hawaii experience was like a few years ago, because it was so, and I feel like a lot of Caitlin's viewers obviously know the situation because they watch her videos and her vlogs and shit.
Yeah.
But she was staying with this man.
Mm-hmm.
In Hawaii to like work for him. What app did you find it on?
Workaway.
It's like where you get on the app and then people hire you to work for them.
Yeah. So basically it's just people can offer up their house or any living situation that they have. Like there's vans that you can stay in with people or apartments just all over the world. Yeah. On farms and stuff. It's all these crazy things. And basically you can stay with someone in exchange for helping them out in some way, shape, or form. And I moved there 2 years ago with my old best friend, and we stayed with this guy for a few months. And it completely changed my life forever. And Sarah even came and stayed with me towards the end of it all. And I've been wanting to talk about it for a while, but it's so touchy and I have to like dance around a few things.
Yeah.
So it's just like, I know everyone's dying for me to talk about it because I obviously have been very vague.
Do you want to talk about it today?
I mean, I'm down.
We can.
Everyone wants to know, and people, I mean, I'm trying to figure out why I'm so attached to Hawaii now after that was kind of not traumatic, but just
strange.
It kind
of was traumatic for you.
It was. So,
girl, that was weird.
I know. We had a whole outline today of what we were going to talk about, and this was not on the list at all. So this is super impulsive that we're doing this, but I think that it will be good to talk about because, I mean, I'm asked about this situation every single day on every social media still. Like, it doesn't go away. It's not going to go away. I don't know. This will just explain me as a person a little bit more since this whole experience, like, changed my life and still is. And
yeah.
Yeah. So, oh my God, I don't even know how to start. But so basically I moved to Big Island, Hawaii, January of 2019 with my old friend, Caitlin. And before that, we were planning on moving to LA and getting an apartment and everything. But we both just like did not have money. Like we had nothing. We didn't have a fucking dime to our names. I think I had $1,000 in my bank account right before I went to Hawaii. And I was just trying to figure out how to just get out of my town because I just graduated high school and I wanted to travel, but once again, had no money. So yeah. We found that website. Well, she found that website, Workaway, and it's just like a life hack. You can go live somewhere for free and some of them are paid and some of them are not. And you can just do a stay with someone and do work for them, whatever. And it's all over the world. So she had almost lived with this man and done a Workaway for him the year before. We'll call him Dan.
Dan.
We'll call him Dan, even though
Dan.
I know most of you know what his name is already. So
Dan.
Just gonna call him Dan. So she almost lived with Dan the year before we did. And she had her flights booked and everything. And I was really sad. I remember the whole thing just being like, I can't believe you're moving to Hawaii by yourself to go live with this random guy. What the fuck?
I remember that.
And I thought it was so crazy. And it was the week before she was supposed to move. And then she backed out and was like, I can't do it. It's just, I've never even been to Hawaii. I don't know this guy that well.
Yeah.
But maybe I'll do it in the future.
Kind of sketch.
Yeah.
As a woman.
Exactly.
You know?
But then a few months later, it was, you know, it was Boston in the middle of the winter. And we were like, what the fuck are we going to do? So she hit him up again and asked if he had any availability for people to come and live with him for a little bit. And he did. And before you know it, I'm making a video announcing that I'm going to Hawaii, moving in with this random guy, telling my family. Like,
when you told me that, I was like, are you sure this is safe? And you're like, yeah, Caitlin knows him. Like, she's worked or was about to work with him before. Like, this is so safe and cool. And I was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. I trust your judgment.
Yeah.
Just like, you know, keep your eyes open and.
And there was a girl that had lived with him before that did YouTube too.
Right.
So I was watching all her videos with him and I was like, this guy seems like so much fun. Like,
and he's
from
hot.
The videos. Oh, he was a gorgeous guy.
Sexy.
In his mid-30s. Truly very good looking.
Looks like a prince.
Yep. And he was rich. He lived in Hawaii on this big property.
Blonde
surfer. He was
surfer.
Building a treehouse Airbnb in his backyard. He had like a little daughter.
He's a dad.
A dog. He had it all.
Oh my God, he's
and,
hot.
Yeah, so I was like,
he looks like Chris Hemsworth.
He does.
Yeah,
he does.
He's very hot.
Yeah, so I was like, this just seems amazing. And from the videos and everything I had seen, I liked what I saw. So I was like, this seems like fucking fun. Like, I'm so down to do this. So we had texted him for a while. I got to know him, called him a few times, would text him every day, tried to get to know him before I moved in with him. I'd never even been to Hawaii before this happened. And
that's crazy.
Before you know it, I'm getting dropped off at the airport to move there.
This is your first experience of Hawaii, too.
Yes.
Like, you've never been there ever.
Never been there.
Wow.
And all of a sudden, I was on a 12-hour flight to just go move there with some guy. I can't even believe my parents dropped me off at the airport for that.
Like, I know. What were your parents thinking?
I think my...
I'm not saying, like, what were your parents thinking, but, like, well, what actually...
I think that I was just so reassuring about how fine it was because... In retrospect, the situation was fine. Him himself, as I got to know him later on, became creepy and weird. But
yeah.
The situation seemed fine from, you know, before I got there. So
I'm also an adult.
Yeah. So I can make my own decisions. So I don't know. It was very convincing and I was very confident in it. And I was like, I think this fell into my lap. I'm going to do it. So I did it. We get there. We land super late at night. I just remember getting off the plane at the airport and just sitting there with my friend, just being like, where are we? And just like looking up to the mountains of Hawaii and just being like, beautiful. Where am I? And he pulls up.
And this is the Big Island.
Yes. And I did not know much about Hawaii before getting there. So I just went in so blindly. And we get in his truck. He picks us up.
Truck.
We.
Ew, wait. He showed up in a truck?
Yep, in a truck.
What was the vibe when you got into the truck? Was it weird?
It was as if he'd already known us.
Really?
So we got in. He just immediately started talking to me like, hey, like, welcome. Because he did this often. So he wasn't anxious or nervous, which was so weird. But obviously me and my friend were like, what the fuck is going on? But he was like, hey, welcome. This is what's going to go down. It's going to be fun. We're going to have a great time. Tomorrow we're going to make breakfast, all this shit. I'll show you your room, blah, 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 whatever. So we get there. I just remember getting out of the car for the first time and just dragging my suitcases up.
In your head, were you like, oh, he's hot?
Yes.
Were you like, oh, shit, this is going to be fun? Or what was it?
I was like,
Or were you like, what? Why?
No, I remember just being attracted to him, but also being like, he is so much older. This isn't even something that I would ever want to dabble with. I mean, he's cute, like, but he's a dad, and I'm going to be taking care of his daughter. I don't want anything to do with him in that way.
Okay.
So we go in, we see our room. Me and Caitlin are sharing a bed for the next few months in a small ass room. And I don't know, it was fine. The house was gorgeous.
Mm-hmm.
It was beautiful. And I just remember going to bed that night and then the next day getting up and going to the kitchen just so early because of the time zone difference.
Yeah.
And he was already up. And one of the first conversations I ever had with him was him telling me his entire sex life. And that's not what you want to hear.
The first morning
of doing this. And I was kind of just dismissing it all and just being like, he's just trying to really get to know us and just make it seem like there's no boundaries. He's our new friend. We can be open, whatever. Yeah. And he was just talking about how he just divorced his wife. They were married for like 6 months and all this stuff.
Months.
Yeah.
6 months.
Yeah. So I don't know.
And he just divorced her.
Yeah.
So he's like freshly hurt.
Yes.
He's hurting.
No, he's thriving. He's like, I am so excited to not be married. You know, I had to wait till marriage. And now that I'm not married, he was like, I think my wife was asexual and all this stuff. So now that I'm a free man, I kind of just want to like feel things out. He was in his mid-30s. So he was like, I'm just ready to, you know.
Oh, so he was waiting till marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And he's how old when he married her?
Probably 33, 32.
He was a virgin for 32, 33 years.
Yes.
Because he's Mormon.
Yes.
And his wife was Mormon, I'm assuming. And she probably, you know.
Yep.
And
so, yeah.
She was not down to, like, fuck.
No.
And so he's like, what the fuck? Like, I'm finally able to have sex.
Yes.
God is finally letting me know that this is okay.
Yeah.
And you don't want it. And so they get divorced.
Yeah.
And this man is just like, I know what sex is like now.
I know how to use my dick.
My dick works, and this is awesome.
And I figured it out after 32 years. Just
my dick is away. And so now, and he's fresh.
Yeah.
He's freshly divorced.
Mm-hmm.
Probably that activated his horniness to 10 times. And he's telling y'all about it?
Yes, our first morning there.
That is so weird.
I know. Looking back on it now, I'm just like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
And was Caitlin also there, your friend?
Yeah.
What were y'all saying? Were you like, oh, yeah, I get that, dude.
Yeah, because he wasn't really telling us that he was Mormon yet, and I didn't know anything about that religion or the culture or anything about it. I just had no information, and that kind of played into a lot of issues that we all ended up having. But yeah, it just, I was kind of confused. I was like, you waited 32 years, all this shit. And I was like, why are you just venting about it as if, I don't know. I just didn't get it. So that ended up being one of the first conversations we ever had. Obviously, red flag right off the bat.
So weird.
And from then on out, just every day we would kind of just be like, what do you need us to do? Because his daughter wasn't always home because she would have to island hop from where her mom lived on Oahu to now where her dad lived on Big Island. So we had came there to take care of her, basically, and just be her babysitter. But she wasn't always there. So she wasn't there when we first got there. So the first few days we were kind of like, so what do you want us to do? And he would kind of just be like, I mean, I don't know. And we'd be like, what? And he would just kind of come up with like random things for us to do that we know that he didn't really need us to do. And we just kind of went along with it.
Y'all can like do the dishes, I guess.
Yeah. He was kind of really messy. So we kind of did shit like that.
Y'all can like vacuum if you want.
Yeah. Literally chores like that. What? But it was all just like, dude, give us, we wanted to, you know, impress him because he has us out here. So we were like, what do you want us to do?
Yeah. That's so weird that he was just like, not,
yeah,
as if y'all didn't just fly how many hours?
12.
12 hours to work for him, be his daughter's babysitter.
Yeah.
And she's not even there. That's so sketch. Yeah. First of all.
So we were like, what are we doing?
Does your daughter even exist?
No, I was wondering that for the first few days. And then,
are we about to get murdered? Like, what's going on?
No clue. But the first few days, I mean, we just took his car out. He always let us do that. We would just go exploring. We went out to eat a few times.
That's cool.
I remember it was Caitlin's birthday the first week that we were there, and we all went out to dinner
with him.
With him. And yeah, there was, oh my God, there was this other girl that lived with him, Kayla.
Kayla.
Oh my God.
I remember Kayla.
So, oh my fucking God, I forgot about that. So Kayla was living in another room. She was in her mid-30s too, and she was the daughter's preschool teacher.
What?
And she moved in about 2-3 weeks into us living there because she was engaged. And then all of a sudden her and her boyfriend broke up, and Dan knew her from, you know, his daughter going to her school and all this stuff. And all of a sudden we have this other girl moving in who's in her mid-30s. And I'll circle back to that and why that was important.
So Dan's daughter's preschool teacher just broke up with her fiance.
Mm-hmm.
And he, in his mind, he's like, oh, I can work
for you.
She can work for me around the house.
Well, not work, but just rent out one of the rooms.
Oh.
She told him about it when he came to pick up his daughter one day. And then that ended up happening. And I'll get to that.
That's weird. Okay.
That was so strange. But
preschool teacher.
Yeah. And then one morning I remember waking up and I came out into the living room, and then the ex-wife was there, and all of a sudden the daughter was there too. And I had no idea. I was so caught off guard. And I was like, holy shit. I was like, Dan, like, how do I act around your ex-wife? Why didn't you tell me she was coming? Like, I don't know this woman. Do I hate her? Are we mad at her? What is the vibe?
Does she know that y'all are we're working for
does
you?
Does she think we're hooking up with you? Like, I was like, dude, can you tell me what to do right now?
Does she think that we're just like his bitches?
Yeah.
Just living at that house.
So I just remember
weird
having to like hang out with her for a bit and be like, your daughter is cute. I don't know.
Yeah. That what was the so vibe strange. Between them, though?
It was totally normal. It was awkwardly normal. Like, I was expecting them to hate each other, but they were just, like, chilling. As if they had never even loved each other, and as if they got married just to...
They're besties.
Yeah. So, that
weird.
Was strange. But, yeah, I'm trying to, like, figure out how to summarize, you know, the next few months. It was kind of just... me and Caitlin doing random bullshit for him every now and then. And then I remember after Kayla moved in, we were very standoffish with her at first because we didn't know if we could trust her. We didn't know if she had a crush on him. Is that why she moved in?
The preschool teacher?
Yes. And it took us a while to just figure out our relationship with her.
Right.
But eventually one day Dan had brought home a girl, and this happened all the time. There was new girls in and out of the house all the time. I have seen some shit.
Where would he find them?
Oh, on all the dating apps. We would have to help him do his profiles.
No.
Reach out to girls on Instagram. Like, that would be one of the things that we would do for him.
That was a task?
Yeah. It was really weird.
One of your jobs was you had to set up dating profiles and talk to women for him?
Pretty much, and help him every single day. And he'd be like, well, this woman is over here on this island. I might go for a few days. And we'd be like,
what do I say, guys?
Yeah.
Gives you the phone.
No, that's what happened.
Weird. What pictures should I use for this?
Oh, yeah.
Weird.
I know. And yeah, I just remember one of the first times a girl came over, once again, unexpectedly, and they would just all be these just very good-looking women that he found on the app, and then all of a sudden they'd be in the house, and we'd be like, who the fuck is this?
Yeah, and you'd then wake up every morning to a new girly in the kitchen.
That's pretty much what it was.
In one of his t-shirts.
Yep, and I remember with Kayla just being like, is this weird? Because I remember there was just one situation where they were just making out on a couch one day when we were just all just hanging out in the house. And I just pulled Kayla aside and was like, is it weird that I'm uncomfortable? Even though I'm living in his home and he's doing this stuff in front of me, is it weird that I'm like freaking out?
No.
Because his house was, so let me explain the setup. It's like one giant open living room and kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's one level, and then on one end of the house, it was his bedroom, and then on the other end of the house, it was two separate bedrooms. One was me and Caitlin's, the other one was Kayla's. So there was no, like, hiding in the house.
Yeah.
You know, you're all in the same space. There's not different floors. It's just all this one open rectangle house.
And if you need to go to the kitchen, you have to walk past the living room, mm-hmm. which is massive, and it takes up pretty much the entire space.
Yeah.
And he was always in there with mm-hmm. a bitch,
mm-hmm.
just making it. That you are so not like, I mean, you are so valid for thinking that that is weird, because that is weird. Also, was it midday?
It would be every time of the day. I mean, once it started happening, it started happening every day. I remember one morning me and Caitlin woke up and I would go out into the kitchen to make my oatmeal. And I look out into the yard and he's with two girls in the hot tub.
No!
And none of them have clothes on.
In the morning?
And I was like, it is 7 a.m.
No.
And you, once again, you can't escape. So it's just when you're in the kitchen, you just look straight and it's all open. There's just a ton of windows and everything. So you can't avoid it. It's like it's clear as day what he's doing. And
the hot tub is right there.
Yes, I saw everything. And then I would text Kayla and be like, are you awake? Are you here? Like, what the fuck? This is so inappropriate. Like, why am I watching this happen? And then
at 7 in the morning?
Dude, I'm telling you.
Who is horny at 7 in the morning?
This guy was. I have seen some shit. I've heard some shit. I've been in the kitchen making food. And I would hear stuff going on the phone, in the bedroom, if someone was there. Like, it was just every day. Yeah. Seriously, though, but like, actually,
while you're making oatmeal.
Yeah.
Daddy.
And I'm like, I'm just trying to put some raisins in this oatmeal. Like, what the fuck? And then.
Ew!
I know.
Ew!
I know. It was strange. And then so he'd have girls over. And then the next day. I remember some days I'd come out of my room and I'd be in like a bathing suit or just shorts or some shit. And he would always try and flirt with me and Caitlin. And the amount of times that my ass has been mentioned in that house got ridiculous.
He like commented on your ass every single time.
Yep. I'd be in the kitchen doing the dishes and I'd like bend over and he'd be like, Caitlin, I have a compliment to make right now. And I'd go, okay, Dan. And he'd be like, you have a great ass. And I'd be like,
ew.
Thanks, Dan, as if as like his girl that he was fucking is like in the yard on the swing. And I'm like, bro, what?
She's on the swing set.
Just waiting. I'm like, Dan, what? But then he would drop it there and then wouldn't do anything else. But then later on, he'd make another comment. And there was all these like comments that would just that just started happening. And it's like he wanted something from us, but he didn't.
Right.
And he would never push it too far, but he would make very openly explicit comments and then just move on. And
he was trying to see if you guys were like
yes
going to catch the bait,
yes,
you know,
and if we were going to do something about it.
And
we
y'all
never
just like
did.
Ha ha ha, Dan,
that's
you're funny.
What we did.
Ew.
Yeah. And we just kind of tried to block it out for a while because we were having like a great time for the most part. I mean, I was vlogging all the time. Whenever we would have free days or he'd have to go to work or he would go to a different island, he went home to Utah a few times too. You know,
Utah.
Me and Caitlin would just go fuck around. We'd take his car. We'd just explore the whole island. We made friends. Like, we had some fun. So the weird comments we would put up with. But at the same time, I was really just trying to block it out and be like, this is not a situation. Like, he's our friend. He's a great guy. He's letting us do this and stay here for free and all this awesome stuff. He's giving us a fucking life out here. I'm just going to pretend that all the weird, creepy shit that I endure every single day isn't a thing.
But that's the power dynamic, too. And yeah. He knows that. Mm-hmm. Like, he knows that you guys are there because of him. You guys are staying in his house. Mm-hmm. So he can make these creepy comments to you guys, because what are you guys going to do?
Yeah.
You know? And it could have gotten horribly.
Yeah. It could have been very bad, but I'm very happy that it wasn't.
Yeah.
But
it's still so weird and uncomfortable. Such a toxic living environment for you guys anyway. Like,
yeah.
And also, like, how often did you guys even have to babysit?
Seriously, not that often. I mean, his kid was island hopping every week. So every day was just a new day. But there got to be a point where I was just getting so anxious to even get up and go into the kitchen and do like my dishes or his dishes, or go into his room and pick up his condom wrappers and shit and clean his room.
He would make you do that?
Yeah. He was a slob. I would have to clean his floss off of his bathroom. He made me shave his back in the shower once.
Ew!
Yeah.
He made you shave his back?
Swear to God.
Ew, what the fuck?
It was during the Super Bowl, and he ended up having a threesome that night. And before, he was like, can you help me out with something? And I was like, yeah, what? And he pulls me into his room and is like, will you shave my back? And I was like, what?
Dan,
I don't want to shave your back.
How long was the back hair?
He shaved it pretty often, I guess. And so it wasn't that long, but I still had to shave it. So that was a weird thing that happened.
And he has a large back. And that is such a, that's such an intimate moment.
Yeah.
What were y'all like talking about?
He was like, I don't know.
Yeah, my back is big, huh? Burly.
Yeah, he loved to flex and work out and do all that shit. So I was like, just ugh.
Are you like into back hair? Like, what's up?
As probably said that.
Ew!
I know.
Who asks that?
I know.
So pretty much, he hires women to come stay with him to shave his back, pick up after himself. Like, he's hiring moms. For him.
Yes, pretty much.
Ew.
Yeah. So,
hate that.
I know. I don't even know like where to go from here now.
Can you come in my room for a second? First of all, I'd be like, whatever you need me to do, I'll do it out here in the open.
Yeah, in the open where everyone else can see. Like, what, sir?
Can you shave my back for the Super Bowl party? Because I'm gonna have a threesome tonight in the living room.
Oh yeah,
for all of you guys to hear.
All right, guys, I hate to interrupt ourselves, but we are going to talk about Green Chef now, another sponsor of today's episode.
Yeah.
Green Chef is the first USDA certified organic meal kit company. Enjoy clean ingredients you can trust, seasonally sourced for peak freshness. Ingredients come pre-measured, perfectly portioned, and mostly prepped, so you can spend less time stressing and more time enjoying delicious home-cooked meals.
Green Chef makes eating well easy and affordable with plans to fit every lifestyle. Whether you're on keto, paleo, vegan, vegetarian, or just looking to eat healthier, there's a range of recipes to suit any diet or preference.
Yeah.
And also, Green Chef is the most sustainable meal kit, offsetting 100% of its direct carbon emissions and plastic packaging in every box, so you can feel great about what you're eating and how it got to your table.
Yes, I actually made their Memphis-style beef meatballs the other day.
You made those the other day?
I did, and I know the name sounds a little bit silly, but you know it's not silly.
Memphis-style meatballs.
How fast I got to make those Memphis-style beef meatballs, because everything was in front of me, and all I had to do was follow a little recipe and not stress over trying to figure out what the hell I'm eating tonight, because I have it right in front of me, and I know it's going to be good, and everything is just plain and simple. I can just follow some instructions and eat my meatballs.
Are those good?
You have to. We should have a meatball night this week.
Meatball Monday, bitch.
Green Chef Meatball Monday.
Let's do it.
See you next Monday for that.
I am down. You can go to greenchef.com/90cheersbro and use code 90cheersbro to get $90 off, including free shipping.
$90 off. Why wouldn't you do that?
That is greenchef.com/90cheersbro and use code 90cheersbro to get $90 off.
$90.
Including free shipping. Just do it, baby.
Do it right now.
They've got some great options for you.
Y'all gotta have the number one meal kit for eating well. All right. And now we would like to thank our last sponsor of today's video, which is Jenny Kane.
Jenny Kane.
We love you, Jenny Kane. There is no place like home, especially when Jenny Kane is involved. Mm-mm. From the sofa you settle into after a long day to the scent that reminds you of home, Jenny Kane turns everyday moments into something special. They have home essentials, big and small, that have made staying home for me the past year feel a lot more special.
I actually just ordered my second basil candle.
Are you kidding me?
Because I already went through the first one so fast. It just smells so delightful. And it's just like a very natural, fun, homey smell. And I just can't get enough of it.
You know you love a candle when you reorder the same one. It's... instead of trying other scents. Like, you and that damn candle, dude,
basil,
I swear.
Basil just hits different. Clearly. I tell you. I love the Jenny Kane basil.
I gotta try that one out.
I'll let you sniff it.
Oh, wow. Thanks. It's so generous.
Of course.
Other than their amazing candles, they have timeless furniture from the cedar stump to the leather safari chair to the harbor sofa and the Pacific bed. They have a ton of beautiful investment pieces that are built to last forever. They also have pillows and throws and candles and slippers that are all just amazing quality because Jenny Kane ain't playing. Everything that they sell is just top tier, baby.
Yeah. It's made with exceptional quality, integrity, and timeless design in mind. You'll love coming home to the pieces, okay? Mm-hmm. Grounded in natural textures and inviting neutrals, ooh, Jenny Kane creates California-inspired classics for any room or mood.
Mm.
Whether you're restyling your tabletop, refreshing your bedroom, or embarking on a full-on remodel, home always starts with Jenny Kane, baby.
Always. You guys can find your forever pieces at jennykane.com. Get 15% off your first order when you use the code CheersBrother at checkout. And for a limited time, that includes furniture too, which is a very big deal. So please take advantage of that now, because if you don't, you're going to regret it. Once again, 15% off your first order right now at JennyKane.com. Promo code CheersBrother. Jenny Kane, we love you as well.
Woo! Woo! Back to the episode.
Woo! Here we go. Let's end this friggin' story. God. I remember the Super Bowl night. There was these girls over, and he had said that they were just friends. And I was like, cool, I'm going to get to know them because they were young. So I was just hanging out with them and everything. And then me, Caitlin, and Kayla were like, we're going to go to the store and get food or some shit. And I come back, and I remember walking into the house and just hearing laughter in the shower running. And I was like, there's no way. There's no way. And I remember that day I like cracked. I started bawling my eyes out in my room. I had a panic attack and I was like, there's no way that I just, you know, will go out. I'll be having a good day. Things will be normal. And then I'll come home and I'll just hear all this shit from his room because everything echoed and everything was just, I'd be like, why am I hearing this in this house right now? Like, why does he not care how young I am? Why does he not care that I like just to even be quiet or subtle? I was like, I just don't want to hear this shit. It's so weird, but I just felt like trapped. I know I could leave if I wanted to, but I was like, I just don't want this to be a thing. Like, I want him to be my friend. Like, he was very nice to us, but I just wanted him to be mature.
An adult.
Because when things were fun and normal, they were fun and normal. But then the next day would come and I'd witness some weird, creepy ass shit. And I'd be like, why? Why is this a side of him? And I was just trying so hard to not accept it for a while. But yeah, I just remember bawling my eyes out that night and just being like, I don't want to hear this shit in the shower. And then I remember Kayla confronted him the next day because me and Kayla started acting weird after that. And we were like, just very standoffish to him.
Kayla's the preschool teacher.
Yeah. And she was really on our side and was just always helping defend us and just be like, Dan, can you stop doing this shit in front of these girls? Like, they're children. I remember they would fight over it because me or Kayla would just get uncomfortable or he'd say something. I remember he
talk about your ass.
I was going to say, I remember he complimented Caitlin's ass in front of Kayla once. And she goes, excuse me, what did you just say? And they would fight over it. And she really stood up for us and just tried to make the best of it together. And we just all were packed, I guess. We were just doing whatever. But
the girlies got to stick together in that situation. That's so horrible.
Yeah. It was just strange because I was really just trying to make everything be how I wanted it to be. And then
because you had these expectations of what it was going to be.
Mm-hmm.
And you reassured everyone like, I know, guys, it sounds weird, but I promise it's not going to be weird. And then you get there and then things just keep happening. Day after day, like so many red flags.
Yeah.
And it I can't even imagine how confused you would feel just living there. Because you're like, why did you invite me out here? Did you invite me out here because you wanted to fuck us? Or like, because there's not that many things that you had planned for us to do here.
Exactly.
So like, what is this?
And when it was nearing, I think it was beginning of March, it was right before Sarah and Ryan came out. We had to have a conversation with him about when we had to leave because we were supposed to be there from January to April and we didn't know when in April we were leaving. And I remember Caitlin and I just wanting to stay so bad because, I mean, we were 50-50 living the life. It was great, but it was also weird. But we wanted to stay so bad and just have a normal relationship with him. Like, I just, once again, just wanted to make things not weird. I wanted to make it normal because, I mean, this man did change my life. To an extent, you know,
well,
as
he
much
showed
as I,
you Hawaii for the first
time. So it's like I am still, after all these years, grateful for the experience. But I wanted him to be the version that I had in my head of him. And I remember me and Caitlin just being like, we don't want to go home after this. Like, we still don't have any money. And he was supposed to pay us for other work that we were supposed to do. But that ended up not happening because, once again, he just didn't have that work for us. It didn't really exist. And I remember
that's so shady.
It was very weird. And there was this one night where we had to address with him. So what's going on after? Because he started talking to us about the girls that were going to come next and he'd start showing us. And I would just get so like upset every time he would talk about who's coming in next, because from my channel, there were so many people DMing him now. And they were all these like gorgeous girls who obviously he'd want to stay like at his house. Because he would want to get with them. And I was like, no, he's going to want us to stay because we're different. We're not like the other girls. Like, we're not here to fuck him. We're here to be his friend. And I don't know.
And he's not used to that.
Yeah. And he has no friends. He had no friends at all. I wonder why.
Yeah.
And yeah, I had only seen him hang out with a guy once, and that guy came once and then never again. So it was weird. He was very lonely. And I think that's why ultimately he had people come stay with him, because it's just him in this big house and he has no one. So I was like, no, we're those girls that are going to be like his friend. We're going to be like buds forever. And
maybe he needs some like feminine energy around him to like tell him no.
Exactly. We were like, we can be those girls.
Oh, man.
So
where the fuck is his mother?
I don't know, in Utah.
Bitch, fly her out.
I know. So we went into the kitchen one night and we were like, okay, Dan, we need to talk about us leaving because we don't want to leave. And I just remember I just started crying my eyes out trying to explain to him why I think we should stay longer and why we don't want to leave and why we think that it would benefit him if we stayed longer and what else we would do extra for him and all this shit. Just being like, please let us be here a little bit longer. Like, this is so fun and we really care about you and all this shit. Just trying to be his friend so bad.
You just want the best for him. And you can see all of his faults. You can see his demons. You can see everything clearly about what is wrong with him. And you're like, we can help you. We know that you're a good person. You just have so many issues.
Yeah, you need us. So, God, fucking 19-year-old me. Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And thinking you can fix men.
A 30, a guy in his mid-30s. Am I kidding? Am I kidding? And I remember I just started crying explaining that to him. And then I don't remember exactly what he said, but he said something along the lines of, it was so to the point, and it was something like, guys, I'm really sorry, but the next girls that are coming in are just so hot. They have
to
come. And I lost it. I went into my room and just was like, what?
No way.
Yeah, it was so to the point. And he pulled up their Instagrams and was like, how am I supposed to say no to these girls?
When you're crying your eyes out at him?
I'm like, please let us stay.
And he's like,
but these girls. And he was like, this girl's already saying she's down to fuck, so I'm sorry. She has to come. And then in that moment, I realized that I think he had us out there
to fuck.
And I was like, this is him telling us that we didn't fulfill what he wanted. And I just sat there and was like, everything is a lie. Like, everything is a fucking lie. Everything I put on the internet, everything I told everyone, everything I told myself. He just told to our faces everything I was trying not to believe. And I was like, there's just no way. There's no fucking literal way.
And for context with that, you were posting vlogs about your Hawaii experience and Dan was in the vlogs, and all of your girlies, your
they
viewers,
loved
they loved Dan. They were reaching out to Dan, wanting to work for him, because at the time you were like, no, this is fine. This is cool.
Yeah, Dan's then, awesome. Everyone follow Dan.
And then down the line, you were just seeing more and more red flags where you're just kind of like, And then I remember you were not putting him in your vlogs as much anymore, because he was also like feeding off of that too, right?
Yeah, it definitely got weird. He was, started using the followers that I gained him as dating.
Dude, I remember I followed him and he was like going on live all the time.
Yeah.
And he was like being like, oh, if you're a new follower, welcome. And he was being so weird. And like in his Instagram post, he was like, comment a something emoji. If like you're doing this today. Or like, how you guys feeling today? Comment. What? And I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck? And it was right after you were putting him in your vlogs. And I was like, that's weird.
And I didn't know that side of him until it was too late.
Yeah.
So then that happened. And then from then on out, it was just kind of like a downfall. So
that's
you,
horrible to hear, dude.
It still rocks my world. I feel like I'm just still leaning against that table, just like with tissues, like crying my eyes out, being like, please let us stay. We want to stay longer. We'll do so much more for you. And him just saying, no, I want to fuck this girl. She has to come move in and you guys have to move out by like April 8th or some shit. And I was like, oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my fucking God.
He's like, sorry, I'm horny, ladies.
Oh, he would say things like that. He would literally say that. It, like, he was so to the point.
Of course he would.
It was so ridiculous.
Sorry, I'm horny, girlies.
He would just
sorry
always
that y'all
be
don't
like,
put out for me.
Yeah. I waited all these years. I got to do what I want now. And we'd be like,
he's like, I was trying to like give you guys clues.
Yeah.
That I was trying to fuck, but you guys just won't even give me any action. So I got to kick y'all out, replace you. Yep. No hard feelings. It's like,
oh, he would say that. No hard feelings.
This is my life, bro. Yeah. I came out here to work for you. We need money.
Yep. And I'm leaving with no money.
Ew. He didn't pay you at all.
He paid us $200 once.
Wow.
Most of it was supposed to be unpaid, but he said if we did this extra work, we would get money. And we told him we needed money to stay out there because we do not have money. So I remember making it very, very clear to him before we moved, being like, we understand that this is mostly an unpaid thing, but since you want the two of us to come so bad, specifically us, there has to be money involved, and we'll do extra things for money. We basically
Such
left there with no fucking money. So that was that. And
so
then,
how was the vibe after that conversation in the kitchen?
It was everything was different after that. It was everything was destroyed, and it was just awkward. And every time we would walk into the kitchen or see him after that, conversations got so hard. I remember, I don't really know how many conversations I had with him, like, in depth from that day on. I remember whenever I would need something, I would send Kayla to go ask him, or I'd have Kayla call him or text him. And I just kind of was hiding out in my room after that. And I remember just going
through this. You can't go anywhere else.
Yeah. I just remember going through this wicked dark period the last few weeks. And I would just stay up all night. And I would take, like, NyQuil in the middle of the night and be like, I am going to, like, sleep as much as I can the next day so that I don't have to get up and face him. And then I'll do the chores from this time to this time because I know he leaves at this time. So if I planned it out and wake up at this hour, I won't be around him that much. And I can still try and, like, hold on for these past few weeks. Like, it was fucking dark shit.
That's debilitating.
It was awful. And then you ended up coming to visit randomly the last few weeks.
You asked me and Ryan to fly out and visit you guys because that was at the very beginning, maybe like the second or third week that you were there. And you're like,
come on,
guys, please come out. This is so great. And me and Ryan were like, yeah, sure, we'll go to Hawaii. And we had the tickets booked already, and we knew it was starting to get weird because you were telling us that, but you didn't go into detail, and I don't blame you because you were also just trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah.
And you were like, no, but he's just weird, but, like, we can do our own thing.
Mm-hmm.
And me and Ryan were like, okay. And, like, I felt comfortable going since Ryan's there, and he's, like, a guy, and, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And so we are on our way to Hawaii, and me and Ryan are in the airplane. We're like, okay, we have no idea what to expect because we're staying with Dan at his house. And, like, I guess things are a little different now. Like, I don't know how Caitlin's going to be.
Yeah.
And we show up. You guys pick us up at the airport, and I could tell that something was off with you because I know you.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, I don't know what's going on. It was like really quiet in the car ride. And me and Ryan were like trying to, we were so excited to be in Hawaii. We were like, let's fucking go. And you're like, yeah. And then you just kind of be quiet. And we're like, oh my God, something's up.
Yeah.
We go to Outback.
I literally took you guys straight to Outback.
We went to Outback, got a Bloomin' Onion.
I got a steak.
We were sitting there and me and Ryan were like asking you about how it was. And you were giving kind of short answers. Like you
at
and
first,
Caitlin.
But then... Yes.
At first, you and Caitlin were like, yeah, it's great. He's great.
Kind of
and
weird,
I could
but...
tell the wheels were turning in your head.
Yeah.
Because no one has actually asked you to your face. Like,
well, I also hadn't seen any of my friends in months. I mean, I had such island fever.
Yep.
And I was dying to have any of my friends come out and visit me. So when I finally had someone that like I knew from not this island in front of me, I was like, I can tell this person what's going on. I can tell this person this weirdness. And ask for like guidance on what the hell I do here.
But I remember at first you weren't doing that yet.
Yeah.
You were kind of just making it seem like it was fine, but it's weird. And I'm like, I could tell your energy was so off. I was like, Caitlin, what is going on?
Yeah.
Like, what is he like? And you were like, okay, actually.
Yeah.
And then you and Caitlin started going off and you were telling us everything. And Ryan and I were sitting there and we're like, oh my God, we're like staying with this guy.
Yeah.
And he's so whack. What the fuck? And Ryan and I were like, okay, what are we gonna do? And we were like, fuck, okay, at least we'll kind of be here if anything happens.
Yeah.
Like, and Ryan's here, he's a guy, I don't know. So then we go back to his house and you were so nervous for us to like,
because he had been saying some weird things about you out of the blue right before you were supposed to come. And I was like, if he is going to try and hit on Sarah, I'm going to fucking freak out.
He was trying to fuck me?
Yeah. And I was just like, no, there's no way. There's no way.
He followed me on Instagram before I came out there. And he messaged me.
Yeah, I remember that.
He DM'd me while it was like a week before I flew out there. And he was like, so I hear you're coming out and staying with me, winky face. And I saw that and I was like, what is that?
Yeah.
Because I saw all your vlogs and he seemed just like a dad and a fun time. And I'm like, what is that?
I remember the timing of him messaging that and us just like laughing about it and being like, ooh, like Sarah's going to flirt with this guy and just thinking it was funny at first because that is when things were still funny to me. And I was like, oh my God, he's hitting on Sarah. And like, he was cute. So we were like, ooh, like what's going to happen here? And then by the time you got there, I was like, nope, absolutely not. Like not even a shot in hell. Nope.
And
I was
dating Will. I was I'm like, ha ha.
Yeah.
Damn.
I have a boyfriend. And I kept oh my God, I remember that. I kept telling him that too. I was like, hey, can you not message Sarah that she has a boyfriend? He'd be like, well, what happens here doesn't matter. And I was like, ah,
Oh my God.
Weird. Weird that you think that.
That is such a horrible thing to say to us.
Yeah. I know. I was like, oh, good.
Oh, that's so creepy.
Yeah.
So yeah, we get to the house. You were kind of nervous to introduce us. And I just remember walking in and his vibe was so strange.
He just was trying to be one of us so bad. And just hang out with us.
He would like linger.
Yeah.
And whenever we would be like talking about something, he would kind of like stand there.
Be like,
oh yeah.
What's going on, guys? Oh my God. He was so awkward.
But I get that because he wanted to be included with the young people.
Like we had to include him because it was his house. So it was so weird.
And we tried. I remember there were a few times where I was like giving him the backstory on people we were talking about. And he'd be like, oh, cool. But then he would just insert himself way too much and he would just say things that didn't make sense. He would tell a joke, like a dad joke that didn't make sense or land.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone would just kind of look at him and be like,
huh?
What? And he'd be like, huh, you know? And we're like,
and then if he made a joke that didn't land, he just goes sometimes like, well, I guess I'll just go fuck myself and just like walk away and like laugh at himself. We would just be like, Dan, what? Like
we accept you. Like, stop trying so hard.
Bad joke, but just be normal. If you want to socialize in your living room with us, sure. just be normal.
Yeah. Fuck. Like, it would have been one thing if he was just like, so Sarah, where are you from? Like, you know, talk to me about you. He never once asked me anything about myself.
Yeah.
He would just stand there awkwardly in the background with his arms crossed, just smiling.
Yeah.
Looking at us talk and then just chime in. And it's like, what is going on? And then, oh my God, we had our suitcases. And then we were like, hey, Dan, where's our room? Me and Ryan say that. And Dan's like, oh, yeah, your room's over here. He takes us down the hallway, and it's his child's room.
Yep.
Who was, what, 5 years old?
Yep.
And there was one tiny bed.
CJ just died.
One tiny bed. In this room, couldn't even fit my
entire
body. It
wasn't on like a bed frame either. It was like just a small child twin mattress.
It was a mattress on the floor.
With one of those things that hangs on the ceiling. It's like a princess veil.
Yes! A white princess veil mattress on the ground. And there's princess bedspread. And there's fucking toys everywhere. Clothes everywhere. This child's clothes are all over the room. Building blocks, Barbies, all over the room. And he's like, yeah, so this is where you're staying tonight. Sorry, there's not like a bed frame. And I'm like, that's what you're... It was... And he's like, sorry, you can just like move the clothes off the bed. You can move the Barbies off the bed. I'm like, thanks, Dan.
And the worst part is we were supposed to have Sarah and Ryan stay in the Treehouse Airbnb that was this gorgeous thing that he had just finished building.
And that's why I agreed to come.
Because we had this amazing setup for her, okay? I wouldn't have Sarah come all the way here to sleep on a fucking child twin mattress on the floor. That morning, when I woke up, I saw that someone was in the treehouse, and I went up to Dan and I go, hey, is that like the cleaning lady? And he goes, no, that's my friend who's like a flight attendant. She's staying here for a few days. And I go, Dan, Sarah and Ryan are coming today. And he goes, oh, well, I mean, I couldn't say no to her. I mean, she's gorgeous. And I was like, Dan, you have known that Sarah and Ryan were coming here.
Oh,
you have
bitch.
Begged for them to come. Like, he watched the videos of you guys and everything. Like, he wanted you guys to come so bad. I was like,
hey, they can stay in the treehouse that I'm building. It'll be finished by the time they get there.
Yes.
You tell us that.
Yep.
You show us videos, pictures of this treehouse. It's magical.
Yep.
It is the most magical fucking treehouse I've ever seen.
It was great.
Me and Ryan are like, we are booking our flight now to stay in that treehouse.
Because we have the setup.
With the Hawaii view outside of the treehouse, the ocean.
I'll put pictures.
It was the most beautiful fucking shit ever. And he lets us know
the morning of, as you guys are already on your flight.
Bitch, I was like, so where are we staying? Assuming that he's gonna lead us outside to the treehouse. He leads us to his daughter's room.
Yeah.
And then I even said, I was like, well, where's the treehouse? He's like, oh my God, I feel so bad about that.
He did not feel bad at all. I remember that happening too. I was like, fucking damn it, Dan.
So annoying because I got there. I think I got there a day after Ryan, and Ryan got to stay in the treehouse one night, right?
I think I forgot about that. Me too. Oh my God, that's in one of my videos too. Yeah. And then a girl came the next day, and then he just hooked up with her the whole time.
And I'm like, really, Dan? Yeah. The day I get there, you book the treehouse.
And he wanted
out.
To impress you so bad, too. So I was like, what is this situation?
Maybe
like,
he knew I wasn't going to fuck because I had a boyfriend.
I mean, yeah.
God, hopefully. That was so annoying. I just remember I like put my shit in his daughter's room, and Ryan and I were sitting there on this mattress on the ground looking at the princess bedspread. And we were like, where are we right now? This is, first of all, so weird for a father to allow
people sleep on his daughter's bed.
And also, Ryan is a guy, too.
Yeah.
Like, you're allowed, not saying that, like, Ryan's weird or creepy, but if you're a dad and you're like, oh, yeah, this random guy that I don't know can stay in my daughter's bed, who's five, what?
No, it was fucked.
It was so weird. Uncomfortable. And then immediately I was like, Ryan and I looked at each other, we're like, we can't stay here. Mm-hmm. What the fuck are we gonna do? Mm-hmm. We cannot stay here for 3 nights.
Yeah.
What are we going to do? Yeah. And then
So we'll try and fast forward through this because I have to get to the ending of it because that's when things really went down. But basically, then Sarah and Ryan realized that they had a friend right down the street, actually, who had a vacation house. She wasn't there. She said that we could stay there for a few nights if we broke through the window.
If we knew how to get in.
We did. We got in. And
climbed the roof.
We ended up having a great few days staying there. So that Amazing. Was awesome. Then they ended up leaving. And then I had probably 2 more weeks there. And then when things really got fucked is when I made this friend who lived like on Big Island, born and raised. Mehana wanted to take us to this waterfall because it was my last few weeks there. And I just wanted to make the best of it and do a lot more touristy things since, I mean, our relationship with Dan at that point was just like gone. Like it wasn't a thing anymore. And we weren't really doing anything for him anymore. And he was just getting ready for his new hot chicks to come in. So Mehana takes us to a waterfall. And actually, this is when you and Ryan were here. It was the first day that Ryan was here, actually.
Yep. I wasn't
okay,
there
so
yet.
Maybe this was my last week and a half there. This I think this was at the very end. Okay. Got to backtrack here. So the first full day with Ryan, I want to show Ryan around and do fun things. So Mehana takes us to a waterfall. It's a hike. It's this crazy thing that like only people who live there would know how to get to. And it's just this fun ass journey going through mountains and hills and everything and just climbing, just fucking mountains and seeing goats and all the shit. It was it was a great day. We went on a hike to a waterfall. We get to the waterfall. It was beautiful. I'd never seen a waterfall in real life, I don't think, just in the wild.
Really?
So it was great. And there was a rope swing there. And that's why people went, because you would climb up this mountain on the side of the waterfall. I'll put pictures and videos here too. And then you would just climb up the rock and you would reach for the rope swing with a stick that people had like stuck into the mountain for people to get.
Cool.
And you'd pull it and you'd jump into the waterfall and it was just fun. So we did that, and that was with me, Caitlin, Ryan, Mehana, her boyfriend, and I think that was it. And then the next day is when Sarah and Ryan were both there together, and everything was fine and dandy. Then the next day when we were at their friend's vacation house, we were supposed to go snorkeling on the other side of the island. We were doing a road trip, and Mehana had left for a few days, and she let me use her car, and I was just going to show Ryan and Sarah around.
Mm-hmm.
And we were all supposed to go snorkeling, and Caitlin was supposed to come too, but then she started saying that she just felt sick and she couldn't go, and I was like, Caitlin, come on, because I knew that she had anxiety, and I was just trying to be like, is everything okay? Like, are you good? Do you need me to do anything? Because she didn't know you guys that well, so that's what I thought it was. So I was trying to cater to that and be like, please come. Like, we're going to have a great day. And she was like, no, I physically feel like ill, like I need to stay here and sleep. So we didn't really think much of it. Whatever. We go out and have a great day. We come back and she's still just kind of like down.
Yeah.
And she still just wasn't really saying what was wrong or anything. Then the next day we did something. I don't even know what the hell all of us did. I think she was there, but she still was just complaining about having a headache. Sarah and Ryan leave. And before you know it, it's just everything goes up in flames. There was one night where she just had full body chills and a fever and just was so fatigued and throwing up. And she just was pale as a ghost and everything. And I was like, we need to take you to a hospital. Like, where even is there a hospital here? And Hawaii's kind of not known for their not the best healthcare, but specifically Big Island, that's not where you want to go if you're sick.
Yeah.
Just their healthcare is just not the best. And it's also, the hospital is also really far away. And I was texting Mehana. I was like, where is the best hospital on island? It was an hour and a half away.
Damn.
So it was the middle of the night. It was 2 a.m. And me, Kayla, and Caitlin got in the car. And I drove to the hospital. And Kayla was trying to, like, tend to Caitlin in the back of the car, just being like, what the fuck is going on? We got her, like, fever reducers, painkillers, and everything to get to the hospital. And that whole week is a blur. People commented on this last episode where they were like, why are you always blacking out from things? I have severe memory issues.
Yeah.
I mean, just in general, I've had it my whole life, and specifically ADHD makes it worse.
Yeah.
But, so I'm going to try to remember this as best as I can. But I remember one night going to the hospital. She didn't stay there overnight. We ended up going back and they told her she had to do all these tests for a ton of different diseases. And nothing was guaranteed yet. And we didn't know what the results were. So we went back home.
This was definitely a disease.
It was a disease. It wasn't just like a flu or whatever. Something was like wrong with her. They didn't know what it was. But they were very dismissive of it at the hospital because, I mean, Hawaiian like culture, sometimes they just really don't like, I mean, just predominantly white people because of the past with, you know, people taking over Hawaii. So,
period.
Yeah. They just are not the most, like accommodating to people that aren't them. So if a local went in was sick, they would help them more than would help, you know, a random white girl. Caitlin also wasn't, she's also not like white. So I don't want to discredit that either. But still, we were people that weren't from there. So they weren't going to take the best care of us anyways. And everyone had warned me of that going into the hospital in general.
Okay.
And there was reviews online saying that too. So that was the situation. So we go back home and Caitlin is like, they did not do enough for me. Like, there's something fucking wrong with me. I feel like I'm going to die. Like, I have never been in this much pain in my life. I feel like all my bones are breaking. And she started like Googling things and was like, they had mentioned that she might have this thing called breakbone fever. And it's basically like this disease that you can get in Hawaii where it just feels like all your bones are snapping. And all this shit. And we were just like, what even is the cure for that? And it was just all this stuff that we just didn't think that Hawaii hospitals had. And we were starting to be like, she might have to be flown out to a different island to get the care that she really needs. It was a disaster. And we just kept trying to take care of her. The next night came, I had to go to the hospital again. And it was just this big dramatic blowout between me, her, Kayla, and Dan. And Dan wasn't really letting us use his car anymore because he was just kind of like, fuck y'all. Like, y'all didn't, you know.
Y'all didn't have sex with me.
So I'm just going to start punishing you guys.
Wow.
And she was so deathly sick. She just looked like she was going to die. Yeah. And he wasn't letting us have his car. And there was this big blowout fight with Kayla being like, I have work in the morning. Like, please let them use your car. Like, look at her. Like, she is sick. She needs to go back to the hospital. They need to look at her again. And he was like, nah, like, I can't. And we were like, can you at least go to the store and get us a fucking thermometer if you won't let us use your car? And he was just so mad.
Fuck?
He was like, no, I don't want to go to the store and get a thermometer. And we were like, just fuck. Like, she's going to die. She looks like she's going to fucking die. Do anything. And he was just so just not helpful at all. We finally convinced him to go to the store because he still wouldn't let us use his car to go get a thermometer and Gatorade and just anything to help her.
Jeez.
He comes back and he's all pissed. Like, here's your fucking thermometer. As if, like, it's her fault that she's sick and all this shit. It was just so crazy.
Like, her fault that her face is purple.
Yeah. He just did not give a flying fuck. And it was also so crazy to me because I'd been trying to view him so, like, highly this whole time. And then we're in this serious situation where, like, the girl that's living with him is probably going to fucking die if we don't take care of her. Once again, everything becomes a blur at this point. And I remember we were at the hospital and then all of a sudden we found out that she has basically tested positive for leptospirosis. Never have heard of that in my entire life. What it ends up being is a disease where if you go into water in Hawaii with an open wound and there has been an animal that has died in the water, their germs and stuff, if they get into a wound like on your foot or your hand or anything in the water, you can get this disease. It is so rare. There's less than 100 cases a year. And it took them so long to figure out if she had it or not because it is so fucking rare. And no one really knows how to solve it because it is just that rare.
What?
It's very deadly too. Most people don't make it from it. So we found out that she had that.
Oh my God.
And she remembered that she had a cut on her foot from when we were at the waterfall. She didn't even go into the waterfall. But we had to wade through like a river to get through.
So she didn't even go into the water?
Nope. She didn't even go into it swimming or anything, but she got this deadly ass disease from just wading through the water to the waterfall.
Holy shit.
And just getting those animal germs into her foot.
Holy shit.
So, just the whole hospital thing was a blur. We were there for hours that night. We stayed overnight. I vlogged some of it. We tried to make like light of it. I remember we just made like funny videos of me just pushing her around in a wheelchair in the hospital, just trying to be like, ha ha ha.
Make
like
her feel better too. Yeah. Because they said it was a deadly disease.
Yeah. And they couldn't do much for her there. And we were all of a sudden in a situation where she had to leave. So
how traumatizing.
Before you know it, she can't go to Coachella or anything, which we were going straight to on our last day the next week. And her mom had booked a flight to Hawaii the next morning and flew all the way there, came, got her, and then flew all the way back. And that was it. And I have these pictures and videos that I'm not going to post, but it's of the mom cleaning up his daughter's mess and him on the phone.
So Caitlin's mom coming into town and cleaning up after Dan's
five-year-old daughter. She finally met the infamous Dan and saw everything that we complained about live in action. She kept coming out and being like, Dan, do you fucking have this? Do you have Tylenol? Do you have all this? And he'd be like, no. And then there's this just this video, I remember, I have of her cleaning up the child's building blocks and him on the phone with a girl in the background. It was...
Hey, baby, what are you
wearing? It was nuts. It was nuts. And then I remember the first day that she was sick, he knew this nurse and she came over, but the nurse that... It was a friend of Kayla's, I believe, and a nurse came over one day to try and figure out what was wrong. And he had not paid any attention to her being sick until the nurse came in. And he realized that he knew her because they had slept together. So we're all in the room together, crowding around.
The nurse?
Yep. I just remember all being in the room, crowding around Caitlin, her trying to like diagnose her, and him pretending that he cares after all these days of her being sick because the nurse is here and he's fucked her and he wanted to fuck her again. And he comes in and is like, Caitlin, is there anything we can do for you? And Kayla just looks at him and goes, oh, now you care. Now you care. Because he walked in the room and was like, oh my God, Becky. And she was hey, Dan. And he just sat there with his arms crossed and was like, so what do we think's going on here? Just all of a sudden pretended to fucking care. He didn't care. He didn't care at any time ever. And that was traumatizing as fuck.
What a piece of shit.
So, yep. And then that's kind of where it basically ends. Caitlin goes home and was in and out of the hospital for like 4 months. I had my last weekend there. I had more friends fly out and I just made the best of it. Dan went back to Utah and I kind of had the house to myself and I had a great ending for the, like, I don't know. I made the best of it and I had a good time at the end, but I was still kind of just like, what is going on with Caitlin back home? And she just wasn't really answering much. And I was just so worried and all this shit. And I remember right before my friends got there, I had to drive Dan to the airport and drop him off. And that was the last time I was ever seeing
him.
For Utah. And we just got in the car and the drive there was just so weird. And he was just talking about how he was going. And I remember getting out of the car and just getting his bag and him just being like, so I hope you don't hate me.
And that's what he said.
Dan, I was like, I don't hate you.
I feel bad for you.
Pretty much. And he was like, well, it was a pleasure meeting you. And I was like, yeah, you too. And
fist bump.
Yep. And it was just the most awkward hug ever. And then he got out and he left and that was it.
And you've never heard from him again. He didn't even say, like, I hope that Caitlin
didn't say anything.
I'm thinking about her. Thank you guys so much for everything you've done for me.
It was the most awkward departure ever.
I hope you don't hate me.
Yeah.
What?
And that was it. And I've never seen him again, and I probably never will, and blocked him on everything after that.
Wow.
After he left, I filmed a video in his room being like, why I'm never coming back to Hawaii, why I'm never stepping foot on this island ever again, why I hated it here, and just being so vague and just being like, I'm ready to leave. I feel so trapped here and just I need to get out of this house. I'm so traumatized and just freaked out from everything. And then the next, I think it was 2 months after that, I came back. I literally came right back. I don't remember exactly what it was for. And then ever since then, I just kept coming back.
Because you wanted to make your Hawaii experience something better than it was. And you just wanted to, like, tell yourself that there's more to that.
Than that situation.
You know? And so you keep coming back to just kind of, like, rewrite it. And
And make it all make sense for me. And
claim control and power of it.
Yeah. And then one time when we were staying with him, we had island hopped and we stayed with this girl, Meg. And she's been my best friend ever since. So now I always go back and stay with her. And then we always go back to Big Island too, because I go and stay with her on Oahu. We go back to Big Island. I see my friends there. We fuck around. I do the things there that I had fun doing with that didn't traumatize me. Every time I go back, I just kind of go back into that 19-year-old mindset and being like, wow.
Yeah. Just like young, naive, just thinking the best is going to happen out of a situation that just ended up so shitty.
Yeah. And also, Caitlin and I never were in each other's lives again after that.
Yeah.
Like that, it ruined it for us. I still don't, we don't have closure with each other, which is still kind of weird, but it just didn't work out after that.
Yeah.
Do you think
you could ever, like, talk to her?
I hit her up every now and then, but it's just she wants different things. She doesn't want anything to do with social media.
Yeah.
And
well, I'm sure that experience kind of put her whole entire life into perspective of like, what do I want to do with my life?
Because
I almost just lost my life.
Yeah.
So what actually makes me happy?
Yeah.
And then when she figured that out, it came to be that y'all just were not on the same page anymore. And that's fine. Like, people can grow apart and do their own thing. But, like, the fact that y'all experienced that together is something that no one is ever going to understand besides you guys. No.
And it's
which is insane.
It's crazy because it's just Kayla and I will just talk about it together now. But, yeah, it literally just ruined us, which was so crazy because people couldn't believe it because we were just attached to the hip. But
two peas in a pod.
We were. Yeah. I still wish nothing but the fucking best for her. I mean, we had some great ass times. Mm-hmm. You know, we even had some good times there, made the best of things. But yeah, that's basically that situation. Please do not go and message Dan.
Please.
I mean, to this day, I still try and figure out how I really feel about the whole situation. I'm very grateful for everything that it brought me from there on forward. But I just wish that he had different intentions. Intentions that I'm still really not clear of. I mean, it's obvious, but it's still just like, what the fuck was that?
Do your subscribers not know any of this shit that you...
Like, not really.
Damn.
They know that I don't talk to him. They know that I...
And they ask all the time about
it. And they know that I just feel very weird towards him out of nowhere. And it just came... It just flipped like a switch one day as I was living there.
And to make things clear, he never did anything to you.
Yep.
And there was never a situation where you, like, actually...
Was hurt in any way. No.
But still... So weird.
It's just more verbal trauma and just
passive aggressive.
Yes.
Weirdness. Yeah.
So, yeah, I cannot believe I just told this story. Please do not message him. I can't believe I even just told this, but
I don't think that they will. You know what, Caitlin? I'm proud of you for telling that story.
I know.
Cheers.
Cheers.
I hope that you guys enjoyed that so you can kind of like understand a little bit more about.
Yeah.
Caitlin's backstory.
Be gentle.
That's a crazy story, bitch. That is nuts.
I know.
That's like a book
or
a movie.
Oh, I would so write a book about it one day and just really go into everything.
Or a movie, bitch.
I know. Oh, a fucking movie about that? Are we kidding?
And you can make it even creepier, make him like a serial killer or some shit.
Sure.
Take
might
a
as
step
well.
Further.
If there's any screenwriters that want to pick up on this.
Yeah. Hook up with Stephen King.
Mm.
Like Jordan Peele.
Here I go.
Yeah.
But
all right, guys. We hope that you guys enjoyed this. This was long, but it was fun.
Yeah.
I love Caitlin's story time.
Thanks. Can't believe you were just a part of that at one point, too.
I got to witness that firsthand, and it was the most uncomfortable situation to the point where we had to break into my friend's house. With their permission.
Through the window. I hope I still have pictures of that. I definitely have videos.
I climbed their roof and I went around their entire mansion trying to unlock the doors, and only one door was unlocked, and it was on the complete other side of the mansion.
But on the roof.
I was on the roof and I broke in, and when that last door, when I heard that open, I was like, God!
We're just like, victory!
We don't have to stay with Dan! I just hopped in. I jumped down. I like run down the fucking staircase. I open up all the doors and we just immediately jumped in the pool. That was amazing.
It was awesome.
You can follow Cheers Brother Podcast on Instagram. You can watch our podcast on every streaming service.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
We will see you guys next week.
See you guys next week. We might talk about sex again.
Woo!
You guys liked that.
I know. God.
My mom didn't.
I'm sure my family didn't either, but fuck.
It's my life, Barb.
Yep. Oh, my God. See you later.